to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here. Tom Crawford out at East Lansing High School going to be joining us in just a few minutes. And Scott, very happy to welcome in our next guest, a guy who has a unique perspective on Joe Paterno and the Penn State Nittany Lions, from the Harrisburg Patriot News, David Jones. Hello, Dave.
What's up, Romy?
Well, what's up with Joe Pa? He looked a little older, and I don't mean 1 year older, this year in Chicago.
Yeah.
We know that his physical problems were lower than his intestine, as he put it.
Yeah.
But is this a sad kind of thing now?
Yeah. I'm afraid it is. I was stunned, shocked. And I'd just seen him a couple months before. In fact, you can go on YouTube. Someone told me about a clip on there from mid-June, less than 2 months before, when he's at an X&O camp they do for women who like football at Beaver Stadium. And he was the same old Joe, you know, jocular and giving them crap. And he was funny and sharp and quick-witted and spoke in a rapid cadence.
Right.
You know, he was saying, how do you feel? And they said, oh, great. He goes, you won't tomorrow. They all laugh. And he couldn't have, he was just like the old Joe. And then we see him in Chicago, and all of a sudden, you know, he looks like the old guy in Cocoon. He sounded, it wasn't what he looked like, really, although he lost weight. I thought he looked fine.
Right.
But, and he's famously vain. You know, he wanted to lose weight. I know, and he had a bit of an ulcer he has had, and I think he just quit eating, and at 83, you can't do that so often. Sometimes you don't feel very good, but there's a noticeable difference just in 6-7 weeks. His voice is higher, it's quieter, and he speaks more slowly, and, you know, at 83...
Right.
Things just happen. I don't know. I don't understand it, and no one else does either.
Well, he is 5 months and 6 days older than Judd Heathcote. And if he coaches Penn State in a bowl game, he'll be 84. So at that point, you know, he is really defying the odds. But you were saying that you're not so sure that this Penn State football team is going to live up to all the expectations, and people are really going to miss Darrell Clark.
Who has expectations?
I don't know. I keep hearing that, hey, it's Penn State and Joe Pa, they're going to have a great year for him.
Aren't they ranked, right? Like 13. I just don't pay attention to the rankings, and I don't vote in the AP football poll.
Right.
Only the basketball one. Yeah, they're like 14th or something, right? Which is insane. It just shows how little preparation goes into those polls.
Yeah.
And if you really look at anything, this is a 7-5, 6-6 team.
Wow.
They very easily could lose to Temple. Temple, you know, they got real quarterback problems. Penn State does.
Yeah.
The coaches have no idea yet.
Even what about Kevin Newsom?
Play. He's not grasping the offense all that well. He's working hard at it, but is not very good at it. Matt McGloin, a kid from Scranton, from West Scranton, who really is kind of a mutt as far as talent and not terribly mobile. And, you know, reminds you of Matt Seneca. I don't know if anyone remembers that.
Oh, yeah.
In Central Michigan, he was the guy who was starting in the 2001 season before they had an 0-4 start and finally put in Zach Mills, who was then a freshman. And he kind of jump-started the whole season because Seneca should have been a safety or a linebacker or something. And that's kind of what McGloin reminds me of. And then they've got a pair of freshmen, one named Robert Bolden, who got terrific leadership abilities, and you know of him because he's from up there. And his dad in Detroit is a federal marshal who's a real ass-kicker, I guess, and he has tremendous leadership abilities naturally.
Yes.
That's what I heard from one of the coaches up there.
Yeah. So I'm playing Orchard Lake St. Mary. Very good quarterback.
Yeah, and they really like him, but I mean he's a true freshman, got there, you know, a few months ago.
Right.
Joe doesn't want to try to. He might end up playing this kid, just like he ended up playing Mills. That's what I could see. They've got a very substandard offensive line with a lot of question marks. They don't even know who the center is going
to
be.
Well, Zach Mills came to the rescue on that team.
Yes,
is there a chance Bolden could do the same thing this year?
Yeah, I really think there is.
Yeah.
I see a lot of parallels between that season and this one. Although in 2000, the year before, they did not have a good season, and people weren't expecting a heck of a lot in 2001.
Yeah.
I think the expectations are really unrealistic for this team. They're a 4-4 Big Ten team and nothing better.
Dave Jones, our guest from the Harrisburg Patriot News, and not only do you know an awful lot about the Eastern scene, but you also know a lot about Ohio State. You spent some time there, and you understand what Ohio State has done. How has it separated itself from the rest of this conference?
Recruiting. It's incredible. I mean, I'm not a fan of Tressel, you know that.
Right.
I don't think he's a good guy at all. I think he's a slick little con man who has that whole town duped. And I'm an Ohio State graduate, industrial design, 1983. Thank you. OHIO. But I cry at Carmen, Ohio, okay? My buddies, Flounders, has mocked me incessantly since he caught me doing it.
Someday you're going to get to dot the I, Dave.
By the way, did you see the picture I sent you of me and Sparty?
I haven't seen that yet. I heard, I couldn't access it here.
Yeah, you got a guy ran into this guy. He said he knew you. He's got a huge head. Never smiles. I don't know what the guy's problem is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think Ohio State's just, it's the only example of a national school in this conference. Michigan is certainly, well, we don't have to get into that. Tom's not here anyway. It wouldn't be any fun.
But he's listening.
He is
listening, and I know he wants your take on whether Rich can dig out of this.
You know he's ducking me. He's down at the 7-Eleven or something. He made this whole thing up. But Ohio State's recruiting is of an elite level. I mean, when other schools, and Penn State's one of them, had to start recruiting the Sun Belt, and really, Penn State's solution was the Mid-Atlantic, and that's what Larry Johnson, their defensive line coach, has been so great at. He's recruited Maryland and Virginia and the Carolinas just incessantly and really wonderfully. He's kind of a counterpart to Fred Jackson at Michigan. And they really never dealt with the Sun Belt as far as the states where all the great talent is coming in. So Tressel staked out Ohio, and he's pretty much owned Ohio like no one has since Woody.
Right.
Even Woody didn't own Ohio like this.
No.
Which still has a lot of great talent in it. And then he's gone into the Sun Belt states and picked off a few kids from Texas and Florida and the Gulf and California once in a while. And
he's got a barbed wire fence around Ohio.
Yeah, and I mean, that's really what it amounts to. And there's a lot of great talent there. I think there's more talent in Ohio now than in Pennsylvania. And 30 years ago, you could live off of Pennsylvania. Joe did. And now you can't do that anymore because all those old steel towns are bleeding young people. And there's really not that. It's not all the right moves with Tom Cruise anymore. That doesn't exist anymore. It does to an extent. But
you can't just go to Aliquippa and equip your offense, right?
No, or a fictional Ampipe High School.
Right.
And pick off kids who are going to support your program. You can get some of them. Some of them are, you know, but there just aren't enough of them. So that's the other thing that Ohio State's done. They've really, they're a top five recruiting school almost every single year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about Michigan for just a minute because you were the first one. I have to give you credit. Back when everyone was saying, hey, you know, Rich Rodriguez from West Virginia, everyone's all hot and bothered and doing cartwheels down the middle of Main Street. And
ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, you had the dueling banjos thing going a long time before anyone else here.
We knew about Rich.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, you would in Pennsylvania, obviously, because
next West door.
Virginia, that's their territory, right?
Yeah, it's next door. It's where you throw the trash. it's you know, he's, well, I think he'll have a better year. I think they'll win 7 games in this league overall. But that's never going to be enough down there, is it?
No. Probably not going to be enough to keep his job, although Jim Brandstatter.
Oh, you know Jim. Come on. talk about happy horse crap. You know, he's talk about a shameless. His number is 1-800. I am a shameless homer. You know that. Or is it 517? I'm a homer. I don't know. But no, it would be 313, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 734. It'd be 734 in Ann Arbor,
Jim,
actually.
Jim, tell me, though, Jim Brandstetter, what?
Well,
I can't wait to
hear. He thinks that seven wins will be enough because of the improvement, and everyone's going to be upward and onward, and everyone's all in for Michigan.
Yeah, okay. Well, it might be, but I just I've got a feeling that there's going to be people who say enough is enough, either at the end of this year or the end of next year, when seven wins, eight wins becomes their ceiling, and that's what it is with this guy. They make mistakes all the time now. You know, they toss the ball around. And
they just don't look like
they're
Michigan.
A sloppy-looking team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michigan was always in the pluses in turnover ratio. Look at them the last 2 years. I mean, they had double-digit minuses, I believe, the last 2 years. That
right.
never happened under Lloyd or Bo or Mo or any of them.
Dave, we know that you're a big basketball guy, too, and you're seeing a ton of great basketball in the Big Five area, but a lot of people are thinking now that, hey, if Michigan wins eight football games, that might top the basketball output this season.
At Michigan?
Yep.
No.
They lost Manny Harris, and they lost Deshaun Sims.
Addition by subtraction. You wait.
Okay.
You got a good basketball coach there.
All right.
You know, you're comparing everything to Izzo. And he's not Izzo, but he's a real U.S. basketball coaches around the country.
I think he's a good coach.
Oh, he's a hell of a coach. You just give him a chance.
It'd be nice if they got a rebound once in a while.
Well, you know, give him a chance. That guy knows what the hell he's doing. And he that is addition by subtraction, especially Manny Harris. He's a knucklehead. And Deshaun Sims and Harris hamstrung him all along the last couple years. He needed to get rid of him. Now he's going to have all his own guys, and you watch. I mean, I saw that's another guy we saw next door.
Right.
Does anyone up there remember him getting within a whisper of the Final Four?
I do, because I covered that team.
With Flop? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Hair Bear.
Hey, that Mike Gansey, come on.
Mike Gansey and Hair Bear and those guys?
Yeah.
And Pitsnoggle, are you kidding me?
Does that work in the Big Ten?
Pardon me?
Will that system work in the Big Ten?
Why not? Of course it will. Yeah, of course it will. You get shooters. He just needs enough shooters. You know, he hasn't had enough shooters. And once he gets enough shooters, it'll be fine. And he knows what he's doing. He's got that great system where, you know, he drives the baseline, pitch down the baseline to open threes. If he's got guys who can hit him from the corner, like Pitsnoggle did, he is a hell of a coach. You just got to give him a shot. Give him a chance.
Well, any high school players who are listening, get out in your driveway and shoot.
That's right.
Because if you can make some threes, you may be getting a scholarship offer from John Beeler.
John Chaney always said, you know, give me – everyone thought John Chaney was always just a defensive coach. But he says, give me shooters. Give me a guy who could shoot. And that's what it's about, you know. You remember – did you see Dane O'Neill's piece on Northern Iowa? A couple few days ago.
No.
Oh, it was awesome. And I was down in Jacksonville. Did you watch the Kansas game?
Yes.
Yeah, where were you? I was in Jacksonville screaming at the TV to Ali Farouk Manesh, shoot it! Shoot it! And he heard me. He heard me. He did it.
And, yeah, a lot of people were cheering. They were happy that night.
Yeah. I mean, what a ballsy, gutsy
shot.
That shot put
Michigan State in the Final Four. Our guest, Dave Jones of the Harrisburg Patriot News. I have to tell you, one of my three favorite guests that we ever have on this show. Dave, we will talk with you very soon. And for Michigan fans out there, hey, remember, there's always basketball. We'll be right back on the Jack and Tom Show.